The Money Show.
Business books.
Well, our business book this evening is called Austerity and When It Works and When It Doesn't by Alberto Alessina and Carlo Favero. Where are these guys from, Isa Mhlanga, who's the chief economist at Alexander Forbes? They sound as if they come from Latin America or somewhere like that.
Thanks, Bruce. These are all Italians.
Italians.
Alberto Alessina is one of the pioneers in macroeconomic political economy, essentially looking at the political economy side of how macro policy is made. And then you have Carlo, who has substantial experience in macroeconometrics. Essentially, that's where you make the data seeing the truth, essentially revealing what the data says. And then Francisco has a significant academic experience in how austerity has been happening in other countries for more than three decades. So it's a wealth of experience that he has. So if you combine these guys, they have the political economy, the macroeconomics, and the econometric modeling of it, and the academic rigor that is required to ventilate this often very emotional and emotive subject that we're also currently having in the country.
We are most certainly. I mean, what is austerity? Is there a clear-cut definition as to what austerity actually is?
There is, Bruce. If you check the definition that these three guys give, essentially it is a policy of sizable reductions in government deficits and stabilization of government debt, which is achieved by means of government expenditure cuts or tax increases or both, which is the subject of discussion following the MTBPS 2 weeks ago, where government has said they're going to cut spending for three consecutive years. But also a subject of debate here locally for the past 10 years. There is that debate where some say government has been on an austerity policy for over a decade. That's why the economy was not growing. But if you take this definition and put it side by side with what government has been doing, then you get a clearer picture of what government has been doing over the last 10 years. We didn't have austerity, but over the next 3 years, we are having austerity. But maybe for some that might not, understand this, a different term that is used locally is fiscal consolidation. Ah. They all mean the same thing.
Okay, I mean, we understand with a bear and a bull market, if a market goes up 20% without any contraction or pulls back 20% in a short space of time, you can either say, yeah, we're in a bear or a bull market. When it comes to austerity, I mean, is there a percentage of cutbacks that happens which sort of says, yes, this is now austerity? Is it a 5% reduction in expenditure? Is it a 20% reduction in expenditure? What constitutes austerity?
So it differs. It's not a one-year cut in government expenditure. It's a couple of years a couple of years increase in taxes or a combination of both. So a single year does not constitute austerity. So essentially what these guys put forward is it has to be a multi-year plan, typically 3 years, but it gets modified as you go along because economic conditions change. So if it is just 1 year, it doesn't qualify. But it is if it is a number of years and it has sizable cuts in spending or tax increase or a combination of the two, then it qualifies as austerity. For what we have been told by Treasury or by government, let me restate that given that Treasury is just an arm of government, it is 3 years, consecutively of debt reductions through cutting spending. But we didn't hear much of taxes, and there's a reason which this book also illuminates in terms of which type of austerity is good, which type of austerity is bad.
Because critics of austerity See it in very, very clear terms. It's to cut expenditure, and that destroys economies. And there's no way that you can recover in an economy if government keeps cutting back on spending. But you listen to fans of austerity, and it's like, okay, hold on a second. Yes, it is about cutting over a long period of time. But just like there are many shades of grey, it's not as simple as a one-size-fits-all solution to an economic crisis. You can't just slash all the muscle away to the bone. There is smart cutting, surely, that can happen in all economies.
Absolutely. But perhaps first, why is austerity often necessary? The authors are quite clear on why it would be, you know, that governments need to undergo a period of cutting government services, which disadvantage people. It is for this very clear reason that government would have followed inadequate policies most of the time. But if they were to follow good fiscal policy, they would almost never need austerity. And what is good fiscal policy, which the authors say? In times of economic booms, governments need to run fiscal surplus, which means they have, you know, savings which they make out of the good tax revenues, and therefore government does not need to assist the economy that much because the private sector is doing the heavy lifting. And in times of recessions and natural disasters like COVID, government then needs to help the economy and use those surpluses they've been running in the prior years to help the economy, either helping households or helping businesses that will be struggling, by giving them financial assistance and financial support. And that is what is good policy. In the olden days of Trevor Manuel and the earlier years, the first few years, actually 2 years after the financial crisis, we understood that in the South African context as counter-cyclical fiscal policy, which means when the economy is good and booming, you reduce your government spending. When the economy is in, you know, difficulties and experiencing recessions, you increase government spending. That's what good policy. But we abandoned all of that in the post-financial crisis, and we went pro-cyclical. When the economy was growing, we're running large fiscal deficits, but also we were spending this money not on investment, but on current spending, the largest part of which is government salaries and wages.
And in 30 seconds, and I'm sorry to rush you, but is the next 3 years of austerity in South Africa, as an economist, necessary?
They are necessary, Bruce. We don't know when the next crisis is going to hit, so we need to build buffers so that when it hits, we are able to respond. We have the financial resources. So in simple terms, we need to build an emergency savings account for the country. That's why we need to actually go through a fiscal austerity. And in actual fact, it can actually be expansionary, which means when you reduce government debt, you are signaling to the private sector that public finances are going to be well controlled. The public, you know, the private sector then becomes more confident in the future. They invest in the country, which is something that Larry Summers says, confidence is the cheapest form of stimulus. But that can only happen if you are undergoing fiscal consolidation with visible structural economic reforms accompanying it.
Azim Klanger, thank you very much. Chief Economist at Alexander Forbes, reviewing a book this evening called Austerity, When It Works and When It Doesn't.